Christina Bry is a PhD student at the Technical University of Munich. She studied the effects of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids in pregnant women on body composition and fat mass of their babies. Christina, what was the rationale of this study?
Childhood overweight and obesity are a rapidly growing health problem in many countries, and measures need to be taken to reverse this trend. The ratio of long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, ACPUFA for short, in the maternal diet may have an impact on offspring body composition and weight. We investigated the effect of reducing the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio in the maternal diet during pregnancy and lactation to see if there is an effect on offspring growth and body composition. It was the first prospective randomized controlled trial worldwide which tested this hypothesis on infant body composition.
Can you tell us a bit more about the intervention that you carried out?
In total, 208 healthy pregnant women were randomly assigned to either a dietary intervention group or to a control group. The dietary intervention group received a fish oil supplement with 1.2 gram omega-3 fatty acids and also received a dietary advice to normalize the arachidonic acid intake to a moderate level of about 90 milligrams per day. And arachidonic acid is an omega-6 fatty acid and is found, for example, in eggs, in butter, in meat or meat products. And on the other hand, the woman in the control group just received a brief general counseling on a healthy diet. We followed the newborns of the mothers originally for 1 year, but then the study was extended up to 5 years of age. The primary endpoint was the skin fold thickness measurements, and out of that we can also calculate the body fat and the lean body mass of the infants. We also assessed infant body composition using ultrasound and MRI techniques, and we wanted to assess growth indices like weight, height, BMI percentiles, and some circumferences like head, waist, and arm circumference of the infants.
So what were the main findings of your study?
When we analyzed the maternal blood and the diet of the pregnant woman, we saw that the omega-6, omega-3 ratio was altered significantly in the woman in the intervention group in comparison with the control group, and that indicates that our nutritional intervention was successful. The newborns in the intervention group showed a higher weight and growth indices on average at birth due to prolonged gestation, which is explainable due to the supplementation of N3 fatty acids. But those differences completely disappeared by the follow-up visits. Regarding our primary endpoint, the skin fold thickness measurements, they did not differ between the groups at any of the time points, which suggests that both groups have the same amount of body fat in total and the lean body mass.
What are the main implications of your findings?
Up to now, our results provide no evidence to support our initial hypothesis that obesity in early life can be prevented with a modification of the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio. This suggests that if a woman is taking supplements of omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy and lactation, she's not able to limit adipose tissue growth in her baby and the toddlers up to 5 years of age. Therefore, we need other strategies to handle and overcome this global problem of childhood overweight and obesity. There are available data which suggest that there are associations of omega-3 fatty acid supplementation with the later body weight, but also the risk of allergic diseases and cognitive performance. In order to address these questions, we extended our follow-up from 1.5 years to 5 years and tried to assess the neurodevelopment of the children and the allergic disorders. We are currently analyzing our data and hope to get initial results soon.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.